Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Public Access Television.
And I started dating more assertive girls, you know, the type that come out and pick you up. The type that aren't afraid to come up and say, "Hey, what's your name? You seem like a pretty nice guy." But I had to draw the line when I took her to my apartment, or when she took me to her apartment. I go to use the bathroom and there's a condom machine inside her own bathroom. Inside her own bathroom. And if that wasn't it, my gosh, it ought to be, it was empty. Kids, the condom machine was empty. I couldn't believe it. An empty condom machine in the girl's bathroom. Oh, I have a buddy who just got a gold card. Man, he is a really sad case. He invited a girl out on a date for a shopping spree. He said no. She said no. He got a gold card, invited her out for a shopping spree, and the girl said no. Man, I'll tell you what. I have another buddy whose pickup line is, "Hey, which one of you girls is going down on me?" As they turn away and walk off, he all looks up to us and explains, "What did I say? What did I say?" Oh, man, we've been laughing at him for that one for about the past 20 years, holy cow. He's the biggest geek I know. But it's time to move on through the big show. It's time to move on through the dancing girls. It's time to move on through the graphics that we've got coming up. And it's time to move on to the number three thing that would be on my show if I ever had a show. And that's a whole different kettle of fish. The techno. Let's hear some music, boys.
It breaks. It's Friday, April 14th, 2017. Coming up on the program today, the DV debut of Ms. Samantha Starfish. Plus, Howard Stern discovers Thursday Lane, 1,000 horny gay guys at your door. And does your dick suffer from eggplant syndrome? All this with your voicemails tonight.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
The guy, he's in the dirty underwear or something. I don't know. He's sniff freak.
Yes! Timothy James Henson back here with you one more time as we end the week with the Friday show. Got a great one for you. We kick things off with not only a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee, it's a self-submitted Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. And this takes balls. One really has to swallow their pride when they say, "You know what? I'm awful and I deserve to be made fun of." Many kids go through the "I'm gonna be a rock star" phase. The great thing, especially for me in this program, is 99.999% of these bands and musical acts are bad, right? We're never gonna run out of Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominees. Everyone wants to live the rock star's life, or the billionaire rap mogul's life. So people who have no business in front of a microphone will continually try to achieve it, right? Anyway, so a lot of young kids do this, and I've got one of my listeners who was brave enough to email me and say, "Hey, look, I tried to do this, and it didn't work out." DV listener Greasy Nagrin. I feel like that last name is racist somehow, but I haven't figured out how. It just sounds kind of racist. Hey, Tim, this song was done by me and some friends in 2007. It's very embarrassing, so you can use my alias, Greasy Nagrin. Anyway, I think you'll enjoy it, especially my fucktarded part. I believe you'll be able to identify it. All right, let's see how bad this listener was back in 2007. By the way, the link goes to a MySpace page. Everything seems to check out. If this guy was trying to do his thing in 2007, MySpace is about right. The song is called "Doin' Time" Remix. I think they just used like an off-the-shelf beat and just sort of like rapped over it, right? Yeah, I've heard that before. What song is this? I'm pretty sure it's one of the songs on Dave Mirra BMX biking. You know that game that was like for PS2 and the GameCube? I swear I remember that song being played. It's gonna bug the shit out of me. I'm looking it up right now. It's like a Sublime song. And I mean, you know, the song came out before Dave Mirra. Oh, it's Dave Mirra BMX Racing 2. Right? Is this it? "Doin' Time." Yeah. "Deep dick stickin', stinky pussy lickin'. Oh, it's easy to rap."
Summertime.
All right, now that I solved that mystery, Okay, now we can get back to the song here. Yes, go ahead.
Rolling down the street in that Lincoln big body. Two girls in the back with one riding shoddy. It's your boy, Simo.
Ugh, one riding shoddy.
When I love to keep it live. Hailing from the Frank Town straight out the 615. No, your girl ain't at home.
615, you know, is in the area code. That's Nashville. You know, where all the great rappers came from. It's like Compton followed immediately by Nashville. All up on the mic, break a leg, and a ligament. Well, the second guy is better than the first. Let me see your shoulder shrug. Tell me if you're feeling it. It's simple, man. It's basic. It requires no training. This is entry level shit. So this is like the whitest rapping I've ever heard. Quit your complaining. Yeah. I'm here planning on summertime. All right, now I think the third rapper takes over, and I'm pretty sure this is our listener. We always smoke a blunt to help calm us down. Maybe two or three, we don't fuck around. Cause a nigga will get knocked down to the ground. And get right, nigga. Get right, nigga. Get right, nigga. Get right, nigga. I'm pretty sure that's our listener. Said the N-word and then just repeated rape over and over again.
Get right, nigga. 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 Get right.
You know, at first, there you go. I think that's quite enough of this song. I wasn't really going to consider it a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee up until, you know, there was like a 45-second stretch of get rape, nigga. Get rape over and over and over. For some reason, it reminded me of Tonetta, where he would just, you know, sing the offensive part over and over and over. Cuck a cuck a cock. Cuck a cuck a cock a cock cock cock. I'm surprised the name of the song isn't Get Raped Remix. Missed opportunity there. Unfortunately, that's the only song I have from this amazing rap trio. That's okay, though. Now that I've got Tonetta in my mind, I want to see what he's been up to. And guess what? He's been up to largely the same thing he's been up to for the past 10 years. When I was born, I was gifted. The doctor said it's a baby boy. My mama said, let's see it. And she replied, it's a little boy's penis, yeah. A little boy's penis. It's a little boy's penis. This song is called Little Boy's Penis. A little boy's penis.
Well, I grew to maturity, but my pee-pee remained the same. So gifted was I to proudly say, I have a little boy's penis, yeah. A little boy's penis. A little boy's penis I have, and I'm so proud, yeah.
You guys ever notice that the handle of screwdrivers have a very distinct smell? What is that smell? I've noticed that. It's like, almost like a not poop. Like, it's got a smell, you know? Sorry, I'm desperately trying to ignore Tonetta, and I have a screwdriver here, and I'm smelling it. Maybe it's just my hand. Maybe I don't wipe, and then I hold the screwdriver, and that stink gets on it. It's like a... What is that smell? I've never smelled it anywhere aside from handles of screwdrivers. This is what I'm obsessed with today. While we've stopped playing clips for just a second, let me just mention, I have received a lot of emails from freaks mentioning Thursday Lane. Thursday Lane is a big star, apparently. Earlier this week, he appeared on the Howard Stern Show. And I think Cheryl Murkowski sent me a link to this. And, you know, he was on the phone. He didn't appear in studio. But Howard was talking to him like Thursday Lane was a human being. And, you know, he wants to help Thursday get into porn. All fucking shit I did a year ago. 2 years, whatever. We've been playing Thursday Lane clips for a long time. Here is Thursday Lane talking to Howard Stern, or thanking Howard Stern on his YouTube channel. He's such a big fan of Howard. He doesn't even know how to spell his last name. He calls him Howard Starr. Starr.
Hey, Hey everybody, I'm making a YouTubeville saying my birthday's in 2 weeks. It's April 28th on a Friday. I'm making a YouTubeville saying, yes, I was on Howard Stern's show. Yes, you heard from Horse and Mouth. Yes, I love my Ville.
Wait, what was that? Horse and Mouth?
Yes, you heard from Horse and Mouth. Yes, I...
What?
Howard Stern's show. Yes, you heard from Horse and Mouth. Yes, I love my Ville.
Oh, like, out of the horse's mouth? Like, that expression? That's what he's trying to say? So far, he's screwed up Howard Stern's name. He's screwed up a common phrase.
Still saying, yes, I was on Howard Stern's show. Yes, you heard from Horse and Mouth. Yes, I love my Ville. Yes, I love my fetish. I'm proud of what I love, and I'm proud of what I do. And like I said, nobody's taking that from me. And like I said, when I speak, I'm very hyper. I have a lot of energy. And like I said, I may not be the best reader, but I know how to put together a good sentence when I take my time. And like I said, I'm not really good at math, but I know some math. I know timetable. You know, I know timetables from 0 up into maybe 9. Don't test me. And yes, we all know that 3 times 9 is 81.
Yes. We all know that.
And yes, I can make a... I know how to put together a sentence.
You can't even say sentence.
I'm sitting out on a beautiful spring day looking at the gorgeous, beautiful trees.
No, that's not a good sentence. You said beautiful twice. This was his example of a good sentence?
That's a sentence. But don't ever mock my sentence. Don't mock how I speak.
And don't mock his creative math.
Speak good and speak grammar.
Where I speak good, speak grammar.
Y'all people get off... Okay. Telling people how they should speak. You know, there's no perfect person. That don't exist. I don't expect to be perfect. I want to be myself.
As is. All right, thank you, Thursday Lane. I'm making fun of a retarded person. Just so I can feel a little more superior. He knows exactly what's up. All right, real quick, before we get into the news, I've got an email here from a listener. This was written by UK Sideshow member Horror John. He says he's been listening to the show for about 2 years now. A Sideshow member since Christmas, good boy. He would like to introduce us all to Samantha Starfish. All right, and based on the website it's taking me to, I can already tell you this is going to be horrific. We're looking at a fully clothed big girl.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my god, you guys, I'm on cam.
It's that time again. Time for some anal training.
Oh, that's where the starfish comes in. I get it. Clever.
Oh, yes. I'm gonna stretch my ass out so wide today.
It just sounds so weird when it's not coming out of a guy's mouth. I mean, we feature so much gay extreme anal play. A fat chick playing with her brown stink eye is downright exotic.
Can't wait.
Okay, here we go.
I've got quite a few toys that I want to play with today. First, I got
a Duplo block. Is that what that is?
Just do the preliminary stretching with this little tiny toy.
A little butt plug that could.
Because after but I shouldn't. Get my whole acclimated to being used, then we can move on to my favorite toy.
I'm gonna drive a monster truck power wheels up my hole.
Alright, let me just fast forward to the part here where I can actually see her butthole. Dude, okay, so she's got some sort of sex toy with a bunch of balls up her butt.
Yes, look.
Oh god.
Oh man. Got that whole strand of beads up in my asshole.
Beads?
It just felt...
Bees?
Don't pop out, though. But I got it in there. You want to see what happens when
Job's
I pull it out?
Job's not on board. All right, now she's pulling it out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Here's the situation. It appears that the butt plug or beads are coated in some sort of slick mess.
Uh-oh. I made a dirty mess.
Oh, no.
Lucky.
Yeah.
I got some poo-poo on my beads.
Oh, no!
Oh, my. I'm such a dirty girl, aren't I? Yeah.
You're going to want to wash that. You're going to clean that, right? In the sink.
Playing with anal beads and getting my dirty shit all on them. Look at that shit just...
I'm concerned because, like, we're only halfway through the video. And I just... I have this bad feeling in the pit of my stomach.
Caked on that toy.
Oh, wait, hold on here. Mm. What's caked on, honey?
I'm getting my dirty shit all on them. God, look at that shit just caked on that toy.
Oh, no. No, no, no. Then, okay, she's opening her mouth. Down the hatch they go. Oh, she's sucking on it. It's like she's vaping. Got some of it sticking in her mouth. She's laughing like a retard.
Is that what you do with your anal beads after you pull them out of your asshole?
Well, I saute them first.
Do you lick the shit off of them? Because that's what I do.
She's like sticking out her tongue to show, you know, all the brown that is smeared on it. Gonna get brown. She looks like a fat Kelly Martin from Life Goes On. You would have thought, you know, Corky would be the one making these type of videos, but no. Ugh, don't breathe on me. She's like pulling a piece of hair out of her mouth.
Got some of my hair in my mouth.
That's gross.
I love cleaning my toys with my mouth. Especially when they come out with my poop on them.
Samantha Starfish, everybody! And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, I fucked up news right now. If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, please consider signing up, supporting this stupidity. When you do, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do bonus material just for paying freaks. Yesterday, we did a full-length episode of DV. On Tuesday, another full-length episode of DV, both just for Sideshow members. So it's a great time to sign up. Superfreaksideshow.com. Check out that website. A link is also on distortedview.com. You just click on it and you can sign up and get instant access. It's very cool. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, over the past 5 months, can I get some sad violin music? Oh, God, why? Over the past 5 months, Matthew Herrick says over 1,100 men have showed up at his home and workplace expecting to have ass-thumping sex with him. Herrick is suing Grindr, the popular dating app, I'm using that in air quotes, for gay and bisexual men, because of it. According to the complaint, Herrick, 32, is the victim of an elaborate revenge scheme that's playing out on Grindr's platform. An ex-boyfriend of Herrick's... Why not sue the ex-boyfriend who's causing all the trouble? Whatever. An ex-boyfriend of Herrick's... who he says he met on Grindr. This is why you don't meet boyfriends on Grindr. You talk to some of these, like, idiots who are like, I use Grindr, but I just use it to talk to people. I like to talk. I like to meet new people. You know who you meet on Grindr? People wanting to fuck. And psychopaths. If you want to find a boyfriend or a meaningful relationship, get on eHarmony. Well, not if you're gay, but get on Match.com or Plenty of Fish or something. An ex-boyfriend of Herrick's, who he says he met on Grindr, has allegedly been creating fake accounts since October 2016. What a fun hobby for the ex-boyfriend. This is all he does. The accounts have Herrick's photos and personal details, including some falsehoods. Like a claim that he's HIV positive.
Be careful you don't get AIDS, pervert.
The ex, I guess, spends all day and night inviting men to Herrick's apartment and the restaurant where he works. Sometimes as many as 16 strangers each day will show up looking for Herrick. In some instances, they're told not to be dissuaded if Herrick is resistant at first. I've got a rape fetish. Just take me. Oh my God, that could be really horrible, right? Yeah, I got this rape fetish. So even if I put up a fight, just stick it in me. All right. The case raises important questions in the social media age about impersonation, stalking, and harassment. What are the questions? This is an obvious case, right? What are Grindr's legal responsibilities? Asks Aaron Mackey, or Mackey, a Frank's... I decided that's how it's going to be pronounced, right? I'm not even going to give you another option. A Frank Stanton legal fellow at the Electronic Frontier Foundation. And what are its corporate and ethical responsibilities to its users when it learns that its platform is being abused in this way? Mackey said the answers have big implications. As with many complaints against tech platforms, Section 230. Everyone, take out your copy of the 1996 Communications Decency Act and turn to page section 230. I'm sorry, I'm so fucking retarded today. Section 230 is at play in the Grindr case. It's a unique legal protection that gives a broad layer of immunity to online companies from being held liable for user-generated content. Companies are supposed to act in good faith to protect users, though. In 2015, Grindr used the CDA to prevail in another case. It was found not liable in a suit filed by a man who was arrested for a sexual encounter with a minor he met on the app. Herrick's case, though, is a little bit different. Attorneys Kerry Goldberg and Tor Eklund said they're alleging product liability, fraud, and deceptive business practices, according to an amended complaint filed on March 31st. If you can start suing Grindr for every bad / weird / gross sexual encounter you have after finding someone to fuck on this app, there are going to be a lot of rich homos out there. Tim Henson's gonna retire early. Ta-da! Second story we have for you today. Another day, another penis snapped in half. A man was rushed to the hospital after he snapped his penis in two while having passionate sex with his wife. Stop bragging. The 42-year-old, only known as Mr. Day, was left in sheer agony after hearing a cracking sound while having sex on Saturday evening.
Dick and nuts!
Well, Alexis, just the dick in this case, but still, that's bad enough. All right, yes, he was left in agony after hearing a cracking sound while having sex on Saturday evening. Paramedics rushed him to the hospital with symptoms of eggplant... that's not a medical term. Eggplant deformity? It's a condition which makes the penis appear swollen and dark purple from bruising. I believe there's an emoji for that. I won't be coming into work today. I've got eggplant deformity. All right, he was later transferred to the Guangzhou Minzu Hospital. Oh, this story comes from you know where. Now, what are you, some sort of idiot? There are no Chinese in Florida, aside from Orlando. Thanks, Disney. No, Florida is home to the Jews. China is home to the Chinese. Sweet sounds of the Orient. It was found that his penis had bent into an odd angle. Dai was diagnosed with a penile fracture and informed by doctors that he had torn his corpora cavernosa, a sponge-like erectile tissue. According to People's Daily Online, surgeon successfully fixed the fracture to his penis following a lengthy operation. Lengthy. Sure. He is now recovering in hospital. Any vigorous intercourse may tear the tissue, according to the National Health System or something. Doctors from Gongzai Minzu Hospital said similar incidents happen a lot in men aged 20 to 40. Crossing my fingers here. I've just got a couple more years and then I'm out of the woodwork. All right, final story we have for you today. Just wait for the Chinese music to end there. Thank you. Yeah, final story we have for you today. This one comes from East Palestine. Should have finished that first line. It's East Palestine, Ohio. Yeah, we're not in the Middle East right now. We are in Ohio. It wasn't a Big Mac attack. We'll get to you, black people. It wasn't a Big Mac attack, but a craving for the Golden Arches that ended with a little boy taking his young sister for a ride in his dad's van. This sounds like some hood rat stuff.
Letarian Milton is not your typical 7-year-old. Few his age have ever driven an SUV up and down several busy streets.
Well, you're not so special now, Letarian.
I took my grandma's car because I got mad at my mom, and then I suddenly had my friend come in, and he smokes with cigarettes.
He's 45 years old, and he's weird.
I want to do it because it's fun. It's fun to do bad things, to drive into a car.
Well, did you know that you could perhaps kill somebody?
Yes, but I wanted to do hood rat stuff with my friend.
Yeah, I mean, it's as good a reason as any. All right, back to the story we have for you in Ohio. This all went down on Sunday in Columbiana County. East Palestine Police Officer Jacob Kohler said it happened Sunday evening at around 8 p.m. The child's father had worked all day and went to bed early. Their mom was on the couch with the kids when she fell asleep. That is when the children concocted their master plan. They decided to leave. Witnesses saw the boy drive his father's work van and promptly called police. Officer Kohler said the child drove a mile from his home with his little sister in the back of the van. The journey took the 8-year-old through 4 intersections, over railroad tracks, and also required him to make a few right-hand turns and a left-hand turn. To top it all off, witnesses told police that the child obeyed all the traffic laws and drove the speed limit. Once at the McDonald's on Market Street, yeah, do you think he's going to be able to navigate through that narrow drive-through area? I'm just jealous because so far it sounds like this kid is a better driver than me. Little 7-year-old punk. Once at the McDonald's on Market Street, a family friend who happened to be eating at the restaurant, oh, what a coincidence, notified the children's grandparents. The children did get to eat their cheeseburgers before police arrived. Officer Kohler arrived at McDonald's and talked to the little boy, who told him he had learned to drive by watching YouTube videos. Thankfully, no one was hurt. The case remains under investigation. This just sounds like the children were white. You know what I mean? Like, the story's a lot different than the Letarian audio clip that I played, right? Like, in this story, the kids got to eat their cheeseburgers. They sat down, we got them a cheeseburger, and then the police officer talked to them, and we all had a good laugh. Meanwhile, Letarian is still behind bars, doing a lifetime sentence. There you go, my friends. It's your Distorted News for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. There are so many ways to keep in contact with DV. Let me just rattle off a few of them. Show at distortedview.com. That is our email address. Twitter and Instagram, I am at distortedview. Facebook.com/distortedviewshow. Yada, yada, yada. Okay, let's do a couple voicemails. First up, a couple patrons calling in.
Hey, Tim. It's Danielle. You were talking on your show about the Amazon Echo Alexa and how she keeps going crazy anytime you say the name, even quiet. So listen, I feel your pain. It turns about 5. We have 2 Echoes in our house because my husband bought one and then he won one at a conference he went to. So we've got it 2 areas of our house. That's not the bad part. The bad part is our daughter is named Alexa.
Our other
daughter, who she just can't seem to be taught to call her Alex. That's what I call her, Alex.
You can change the trigger word. You can change it to, like, computer or Amazon.
Fine, but, you know, so we constantly hear Alexa, and then say, I'm sorry, I didn't get that. So finally, my husband changed it so that you had to call it Echo.
Right, yeah, yeah.
I think the other option is you can call it Amazon, which that wouldn't work because we order shit off Amazon constantly, and we're always talking about it. And
right.
Anyway, so we changed.
And you can't, like, computer is another one. You know, that's a common word that would trigger it often.
To Echo, thinking that would be the best thing to do.
One of these days, I'm hoping Amazon and Apple and Google, all these companies that produce these smart assistants or whatever you call them, will let you pick the word. Like, I would like to name my own assistant.
Now, the thing is,
Daryl Murkowski.
So, that would be my trigger. I don't know why, but it hears Echo in everything. We'll just be sitting there watching TV, and they'll say something, and it doesn't even sound like Echo.
Like, let go. Hey, let go of me.
Yes, what do you want?
All of a sudden, boop, boop, I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
Mm-hmm.
So, we just can't win with this damn thing. I'm half tempted to turn it back to Alexa, because even though we have to deal with it being the same as our daughter...
Right.
You know, maybe it wouldn't go
It doesn't off. Confuse. Right. Alexa's a very... Oh, shit. Sorry, guys. I'm sure, like, because of her voicemail and me talking about it, your own fucking damn Amazon thing is going apeshit crazy. But, yeah, I mean, that's a word that's a little harder to get confused with another word for Alexa. Alexa!
You're good, Jimmy. Who came in this comment calling up about the perspective format change?
Shut up, Alexa!
I say go ahead and do what you're going to do.
Shut up!
Experiment a little bit. Change things up.
Yeah, some people very angry. They're comparing the changes that I have yet to make and really talk about. And really, nothing will change, by the way. First of all, I'm very lazy. I'm not going to change any format. I mean, you know me. This is all talk at this point. But even if I did... they're saying that the changes, even though I haven't really outlined what these changes would be, is akin to Coke changing their formula from original to new Coke. I like how he's kind of talking my language. Like, you like soda, Tim. You're a big soda nerd. Remember when Coke changed to new Coke? Look, nothing is really going to change. I mean, maybe a little bit, but not... Nothing's going to change. Just don't worry about it, freaks. Just don't worry.
What happened?
You're still going to get daily programs in some way, shape, or form. So everyone just calm down.
It doesn't work out, and you go back to the old format.
Yeah.
Who knows? Fuckler. Besides... shorter free segments are going to be easier for new listeners to digest.
I think you're right there. Like, if we do, like, a daily 15-20-minute show, and then all the bonus material goes to Sideshow members, and longer shows go to Sideshow freaks, I think that'll encourage more people to sign up for the Sideshow. It'll give new listeners an easy way in, right? They're not overwhelmed with shows. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Again, I don't think anything's going to happen here. Next up, yes, Colin.
Hey, they sell the weed in California.
By the way, him saying weed reminded me of the Wii, which is a Nintendo product, which is reminding me of Breath of the Wild, which I started playing. I don't know. It's a weird connection, but it just made me think of it. But for those of you wondering, I am so close to beating the game. I could have beaten it already, but I am enjoying the game so much. If you are at all interested in Legend of Zelda, I highly recommend this game. I'm not the only person to say this. It's like the fucking highest rated game ever. But get it for the Wii U or Switch, whatever you can find. But it's a great game. Oh my god, it's one of my favorite. I haven't beaten a game since I was a kid, basically. I'll play video games, but I never follow through and complete the whole thing, right? But with this Zelda game, I'm so close. And I could have beaten it, but I wanted to do all the side quests before I actually storm the castle and beat Ganon. It's so much fun. I highly recommend it. Yeah, so you're going to talk about weed now, which has nothing to do with video games, yes? I just had to shoehorn in that Zelda comment.
They sell the weed in California. And the little pill bottles, you know.
Yeah.
They go. When you open them and when you close them.
And you get that that skunk smell.
Coming out. I'm really drinking.
I wish I lived in a state that legalized weed. I don't have a problem ethically with, like, buying weed. It's just, it's just a hassle. You know what I mean?
And there's...
Can't someone send me weed in my P.O. box? I mean, I'm not telling you guys to do it. I'm just asking. But a long time ago, I heard that they would have, you know, like FedEx or UPS or the mail, whatever, would have these dogs, these pot-sniffing dogs, right? And they would smell the mail to make sure that there's no drugs being sent. But you could fool the dogs pretty easily by, like, spraying down your envelope with cologne or perfume, or using the scent strips from, you know, magazines. Magazines used to have, like, samples of cologne or perfume in the, you know, in little strips of the pages or whatever, and you just load up the the envelope with those things, and it confuses the dog. Do that.
They've connected weed to pill bottles. That's great. I hear that sound. Oh, great.
It's like a Pavlov dog situation. Whenever you hear, like, a pill bottle popping, you start salivating for weed. You get the munchies.
What you do, Timmy Boo? It's Boneless Donuts. I haven't called for a while because my phone's been messed up.
Oh,
but I just went out today
baby.
And got the new Samsung Galaxy.
Oh,
but anyways,
look at you. Now there's another one out, by the way. Did you know that? Did you know another one was coming? This guy called in probably a month ago. Now we've got the S8. And now you don't have the newest phone anymore. You're a loser.
The reason I'm actually calling.
Everyone's laughing at you. That big chunky phone of yours.
I just moved actually around.
It doesn't have an infinity screen.
You know, Cleveland area. I just moved to PA.
Oh, really?
And I didn't see any of this in Cleveland, but I seen a Pepsi 1893.
Yes.
And I tried it, and it kind of got like a little bit of a licorice taste.
Yeah, I'm not.
I was actually wanting to get your viewpoint on the Pepsi 1893.
Yeah, I don't mind it. The 1893 is good. It does kind of have a little licorice taste to it. I know what you're saying there. There's actually two different versions of the 1893. There's one that's like a ginger soda. So if you are a big fan of ginger, it's like in a more gold can, I guess. So, you know, those are good. I'm not a big fan of ginger either. I like the regular 1893 if I'm going to pick one. I'm really upset with fucking Mountain Dew. And I tweeted about this the other day, at Mountain Dew, and they never responded. So they've got this line. They came out maybe a year ago with the Mountain Dew Black Label. And it's like this, I can't remember the flavor. It's some berry flavor. It's actually really good. It's in a black can. It's like, a 16-ounce can, maybe, or 20-ounce can. It's really cool. The black is a matte, so it's not glossy. It's very unique looking. And I think it's got, like, green text on the black can. Tastes really good. I was a big fan of it. And then they came out a few months ago, or maybe last year, with the white label. And I can't remember the flavor, but nowhere does it say it's fucking diet. But you look at the can, I tasted it, and I immediately knew something was wrong. The actual taste, I would like it if it wasn't diet, right? But it's got that diety taste to it, and it's that combination. They do this thing now where it's not totally diet, and maybe this is how they get around not calling it diet. They mix sugar, sucralose, which I think is Splenda, right? And then this stuff called something potassium. I can't remember. They call it Ace K. So it's like three different fucking sweeteners, two of which, for all intents and purposes, are diet. Yet they don't label it diet. And then this, just a couple weeks ago, they came out with the green label Mountain Dew. And I was so excited. And again, it's got like, it's a mixture of the diet stuff and the sugar. And they also came out with Mountain Dew Spiked, which is like a lemonade, I think like raspberry lemonade or something. And I don't think that one is diet, but I think it's sweetened with like agave syrup or something. I don't know. It just use fucking sugar, people. And then, or make two different versions, one with diet and one without. So the black label Mountain Dew, the original one of the labels, right, has like 240 calories per can. These, like, white label and green label, the ones with, like, a mixture of sugar and sweetener, come in at around, like, 140 calories. And that's what, like, a normal 12-ounce can of Pepsi or Mountain Dew has, calorie-wise, right? I mean, these cans are much bigger, but, you know, just make it a fucking 12-ounce can, then, and give me regular sugar. That's all I want. Give me my diabetes. All right, is that it? Are we done? I think that's it. It's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it all good?
Look at that shit just caked on that toy.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Guys, if you celebrate Easter, have a happy one of them. We'll be back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. What are you doing this weekend?
It's just gonna be another boring Easter. My family's coming over. I'm making a ham. Grandma will probably want to go to church.
Did you forget something?
I don't think so.
America's largest Easter egg hunt is right in your backyard!
I forgot about the yolk hunt!
Cal Decibel's 13th annual yolk hunt!
I love yolk hunt!
Every Everyone loves your cunt. There's so much to see and do. Get your picture taken with Muffy the Bunny, if you can find her.
Where's Muffy?
Looks like she's hiding in that ball pit.
We're gonna have to jump in.
That's right. Go muff diving.
I'm hungry.
Stop by the food fair, Taste of Yo Cunt. All of your favorites in colorful Easter colors. Pink tacos, fuzzy peaches, salty bacon holes, fishy clam strips.
They're favorites with the Yo Cunt twist. Where is Yo Cunt?
Yo Cunt stretches deep into the Furberg Meadows, right off of Route 63. Admission is limited. Last year, thousands of people were packed in Yo Cunt, so get here early. The first 100 people at the gate will receive a Yo Cunt is my passion t-shirt.
Yo Cunt is bigger and better than ever.
Not only that, we're stretching Yo Cunt out with expanded hours Friday through Sunday. Yo Cunt, fun for all.